TikTok. Guess who's back, 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 back again. Guess who's back,
guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are we this morning?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, how about you? I mean, the weather could be a bit better, but, you know, we can't complain, really, can we?
No, we can't. We can't at all. You were going to say about, like, winning the lottery?
Well, yes, I was. Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't won the lottery, have you, though, just to clarify?
No.
I was going to say, because if... Yeah, you know...
I would go to America. It was me.
Okay, so £11.6 million, a single ticket holder won that. They're telling people to, you know, check their pockets, check on the fridge, check your tickets. Do you buy lottery tickets?
Funny enough, my father used to.
Okay, did he win anything?
My father, he only won about a tenner.
Oh, yeah, I've won a tenner a couple of times and a quid on a scratch card. But yeah, it's a nice feeling, I think, if you have all those zeros, not that I know about it, but on the old bank statement, £11.6 million, that's a lot of money. So you're going to America. What would you do in America?
I don't know, really, until I get there, really.
Ooh, okay, that's good.
Maybe go to Las Vegas or somewhere like that.
Oh, try and double your money.
Yeah.
Come back with £22 million.
We're not going to go into any details about that job.
No, we're not going to get involved with that. No. So there you go. So you go to America work it out when you get there. I mean, you could probably just say, look, I'm going to go and buy that house. You could have a house in every country in the world with that kind of money, maybe.
With that sort of money, that's quite a lot of money to spend. So good luck with that, whoever wins.
Yeah, that'd be a nice feeling, wouldn't it? If you think,
it'd be lovely. Just think of the stuff you could do, though.
Oh, I know. We can dream, right? So back to reality. How's your week been in Leatherhead, then? What have you been up to?
I've been had my usual support worker. So I've been doing that. I looked out the window here this morning. It's quite a lovely day here in Leatherhead.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Oh, okay.
It looks very cloudy. It looks very cloudy in Woking. I mean, I can't see outside, but walking to the studio, it looked very cloudy this morning. I'm looking at the camera I've got, and I can see clouds in the sky. It looks like it's not raining, so that's something. Doesn't feel like July, though.
Because Simon said earlier that things are going to pick up next couple of weeks.
Yeah, next few weeks, he reckons towards the end of August, as we head into September, we're going to get lovely weather. So, you know, that's something I'm hanging on to, that thought, I think.
Well, I think what will happen is, I know I'm not a weatherman myself, but I reckon I don't know what Simon thinks, but I think we're going to get another heat wave again.
Okay. There you go. So we've now got another weather expert on the show. This is great. We should have a weather presenter off with you and Simon arguing about what the weather's going to do.
Well, with Elton Simon, he's a nice, and happy birthday to him for tomorrow as well.
Yes, yeah, he's going to be having fun doing some bowling. Have you ever been bowling, Shay?
I have, yeah. Is he going tenpin bowling?
Tenpin bowling. He's going to go to the new bowling alley we've got in Woking, actually, so that should be fun for him.
Is that just open down there?
They had this thing called the Big Apple for years, which was our bowling alley and Laser Quest and all that. And that's now moved into the new, what they call Victoria Place development in Woking. So if you've ever been to Woking, there's a sort of entertainment complex that's just opened. And you can go bowling there, you can do all sorts of things.
And that's good. And what's his eye here about filming the cinema called Barbie then?
Yeah, I was going to say, Barbie the movie is out. Everywhere you go, you're seeing displays of pinkness. You know, I think Margot Robbie playing Barbie, Ken being played by Ryan Gosling. People are saying amazing things about the Barbie movie, and I want to go and see it. I mean, I imagine you'll probably have front row seats because, you know, you're a big fan of Barbie, aren't you, Shay?
Definitely. Well, big fan of Barbie. That will always live, won't it, really?
See, you win a Barbie this is a Dragon Boat race back in May. You win yourself a Barbie doll, you gave to Rosie, for those that wonder what's going on. And then they just go make a movie about Barbie just to kind of remind us all about that.
Well, I know, it's funny, isn't it?
It is. So, I might go and see that one. I'm just thinking, I can't, part of me wants to go and see Barbie, the movie. It's one of the ones that everyone's talking about. So, what's happening for the week coming up there? Oh, I know this last week you went to see Rocky Horror Show in Woking, didn't you?
Oh, that was a fantastic show. The effects there were great, you know, and... I thought when they had the red lights on the stage, I thought they were going to come at me because of the way they sort of they moved along. But the effects were brilliant.
It's amazing, isn't it, what they can do in that quite small space on the stage, you know, through lighting and scenery and everything. It's really amazing.
It is, you know, and they had the smoke machine as well. I thought I was going to jump, but I did at one point. I did at one point. I don't know what it was, but I jumped, because sometimes if I hear loud noises, I tend to jump for some reason.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is the thing about theatres, and sometimes I think they do, quiet, relaxed performances, certainly as a pantomimes, where if people have, autism and, you know, learning disabilities and sensory conditions, you know, they're able to go to one where there's not so many of these loud noises. But it sounds like you really enjoyed it, Shay. And,
I did,
a good night out in the theatre in Wakeham.
It is a good night out. It's a lovely theatre, that. Down there in Woking.
It is, yes.
Really nice. Yeah.
Have you been many times to Woking Theatre?
I've been, I think the last time I was there when I went and seen Bat Out of Hell, the musical.
Yeah, we were talking to the press managers actually that greeted us, because Matt and I get press tickets, you know, we get a complimentary drink and we get to mingle all the journalists, you know how it is. Actually we were talking about Bat Out of Hell, because Matt and I went to the press night for that earlier this year actually, and they've got a load of Harley Davidsons to come through Woking and come to the outside area at the front of the theatre, and Matt was told, you know, you might want to go move, because move to the left, because the bike's all going to come in from the other side, right. So you want to move out of the way. Of course, he moves the wrong way and nearly gets flattened by Harley Davidsons.
Really?
Yeah. Matt, you might want to move your... I don't think, you know, battle between Matt and his wheelchair and a Harley Davidson, I think the Harley Davidson will probably win, to be honest.
Well, that's, they're good motorbike, those Harley Davidsons. I like
them. They are. They make a lot of noise, but there we go. So some brilliant productions
on. Yeah, they do.
Brilliant productions on at Woking Theatre. Yeah, really good.
Very good. So what are you up to today, then, John?
Well, I'm going to be sorting out my... I'm the new kitchen put in, so I've been sorting through my cupboard. I've already found a packet of wine gums that is about 4 years out of date, and they're all stuck together.
Well, what are the wine gums? I like my wine gums. Did you get a black one?
I think they're all covered in dust and stuff, so I'm not going to eat them because they're 4 years out of date. If you'd like them, it's one big lump at the moment.
Well done, you. Having wine gums four years out of date, how'd you manage that, John?
Well, they just fell down the back of a cupboard, and I'm having to clear the cupboards out to get my new kitchen put in. So, my contents of my kitchen are in various places in the house now, so it's a bit like an IKEA showroom around mine at the moment.
You'll have to get a new pack of wine gums, John.
I'm going to go and treat myself. On the way home, I'm going to pop into the co-op and get myself a new pack of wine gums, treat myself on a Sunday. That's how I'm going to spend.
Make sure you save the black ones to me, because I like the black ones.
Okay, I'll put all the black ones in a separate bag and give them to you when I next see you, Shay. How's that sound?
That'd be good.
And, I mean, are you sure you don't want these vintage ones? I mean, you know, they're only 4 years out of date. I mean, it might be a little bit hard.
No, I don't want that.
A little bit stale? No? Okay. Get some fresh ones.
I don't want that one.
Oh, you go. So the black wine gums are your favourite. That's good. Why do you like the black wine gums,
they're
then, Jay?
My favourite. Yeah. Funny enough, they used to be my dad's favourite as well.
Oh, brings back memories.
My dad said to me, "No, let's see if we can dig out a black one."
Oh, there you go. Happy memories. It's funny, isn't it, how food brings back memories and gives you comfort at times. Yeah.
It does, indeed. So, well, I'm glad today, though, John, you're in good spirits, because it's a little bit of a sad occasion for you today.
Well, it is. It would have been Lara's 48th birthday today, but, you know, I think being here is kind of what I want to be doing, you know, and it's just great, you know, having the support of the community. I think that's really important.
That's it, yeah, but no, you do really well, John. You've got to keep the spirits up, my friend.
You have, yes, absolutely. And I think all of us can sort of learn from that, I think, with coming out of the pandemic and everything else. So today, are you going to be off for your usual Sunday roast down the pub?
No, not today. Oh, not today, okay. No. Probably, you know, I'll probably go out somewhere. I don't know where about. But
kebab shop?
I, you know, No. Well, after the question, gets silly answer.
Yeah,
he's somewhere off, across the road or somewhere like that.
You'll find Shay at a kebab shop near you later on. Yeah, world tour of a kebab shop.
Well, you see what you've just done. You just told the whole of Woking.
Yeah, exactly. They're all going to be, everyone now thinks you've won 11. Yeah. I mean, how many kebabs could you buy with £11.6 million? I mean, that's quite a lot of kebabs, isn't it? I mean,
that is hell of a lot of kebabs. That is really quite a lot of kebabs, though, really, isn't it?
It'll keep you going, wouldn't it, for about a week or so?
It'll keep you going for a few years, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah, it'll be a bit out of date, a bit stale, a bit cold, but it's fine. You know, maybe they improve with age, I don't know.
That's it. We have to remind people not to, you know, make sure you get the, you know, look for your lottery tickets.
Have a look.
You never know, you could be lucky. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just thinking, you know, where would I mean, I didn't buy a lottery ticket, but if I did, where would I have hidden it? And I'm thinking, you know, on the fridge, maybe down the side of a sofa in the glove compartment, or maybe an old jacket or something like that. So if you've got a ticket, check it.
Yeah.
Because it is quite easy, isn't it, Shay, to go out, buy a lottery ticket, and then just go and put it to one side, and you don't bother checking it, and you forget about it.
You do. That's it, you see. That's what happens, you know. But
yeah. And what about the Lionesses winning 1-0, starting off the Female World Cup, the Ladies World Cup in Australia, beating Haiti? That's a good start, isn't it?
That's very good, yeah. Good luck to the ladies that are doing the World Cup, because they're doing really well at that nowadays.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I think it's really important to, hopefully send that message to other women that, yeah, they can play football and they can do what they want to do. So, really inclusive. Well, Shay, always...
Well done to Leatherhead as well. They played really well yesterday because
that
was on the sports news.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's your local side there. So Leatherhead doing well. That's good.
That's right. They've done really well.
You should be Leatherhead Football Club's mascot, I think, Shay. I could just see that happening now. Bring you out at the start of matches.
Really?
I can see that.
Well, it's only a walk down the road from me.
Oh, so there you go. See? We should get in touch with them. And, finally, Shay, you do a show on Surrey Hills Radio. We can mention that. You've got one of them coming up, not tomorrow, but the following Monday. Is that right?
The following Monday from 2 till 3. Mm. It's a mixture of music, a bit of chat. Hopefully, before soon, I'm hoping to get some live music in there for a band or two.
Brilliant. Check that out.
I'll have to sort that out. I'll check it out. So... So if you want to have a listen, just search onto the Surrey Hills Radio website and then you'll see my name there.
Yeah. And a lovely picture of you as well. So, that's really good and really important because, you know, you're the first presenter with visual impairment, so that is really inclusive, so really good. So good luck with all of that. Shay, we will speak to you soon. Have yourself a good week. Enjoy the kebab shop later. And I'll look out for you.
Well done for telling everybody that one, John.
And I'll look out for you in the queue at the kebab shop with your gold card with your £11.6 million. Can I have...
That'll be nice.
Can I have 200,000 medium donors, please?
I better, before we sign off, John, I better say big hello to Matt because, it's a funny sort of, it's a bit strange when he's not there, so it's...
I know.
Better say hello to Matt,
Matt's listening.
Matt, I hope your back's well. I hope he's gone to a chiropractor.
He went to a chiropractor and he's been told to rest up for a couple of days because he's got himself ready for next week. So he's fine. He's all right. He's just chilling out. He's having a lie-in and he's probably listening, making notes on he'll give me some feedback on the show, I'm sure, later.
Good. Right. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Good luck for the rest of the show, John. I'm going to listen to you.
Yeah, brilliant. Good to talk to you as always, Shay. We'll speak soon.
And you, mate. Cheers.
See you later. There you go. Shay from Leatherhead. The time now, 24 minutes past 10. This is Radio Woking.